Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Believers running the race of life need a sharp focus on that race. Having that focus clears out a lot of life's cobwebs. If our objective is the glory of God, our daily decisions get easier, our time is better used, and our joy is greatly increased. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Erwin Lutzer comes now with the bottom line for his first message and for the entire series.
First of all, number one, only the glory of God really matters. Only it really matters. Nothing else really matters. The issue in your life and mine is not whether or not life is easy. The issue is not whether or not we get the advancement that we think that we deserve, or whether or not we get the partner that we think we deserve. And when we do, we take comfort in the fact that things could be worse. The real issue is more fundamental than that, and that is, what does God want me to do? And how do I glorify him in this situation? It's an entirely different question. Let me ask you something. Let's suppose that God says, okay, you can go to heaven. Heaven will have everything that you want to eat. It'll have various things that you can do, enough games and projects to keep you from being bored. And that's what heaven is going to be like. Would you say, well, you know, that sounds pretty good to me? No. Imagine heaven without the presence of God. It wouldn't be heaven if God gave us that. I remind you of the words of Moses. Lord, if your presence does not go with us, then do not take us up from here. And I might say that it is indeed better to live in poverty with the presence of God than to dwell with riches without his presence, getting them dishonestly so that you lose favor with God and you don't sense his presence. Nothing else really matters. Doesn't matter whether or not you get all your prayers answered. Doesn't matter whether or not life works out well. And I'm not talking about a passivity here, but I am saying this, that at the end of the day, really, nothing else matters. Our egos don't matter anymore in the presence of God. It doesn't matter whether we get all the accolades that we think we have coming to us. Doesn't matter whether or not we are thanked properly. All of the pettiness of life, all of the gossip of life, all that is washed away, because nothing else matters except God and his glory. Second, you can see that it is clear the fact that the presence of sin and the presence of God are incompatible. The presence of sin and the presence of God are incompatible. Whenever you desire that the presence of God be manifest, be evident, whenever that happens, you always know that God begins by cleaning up his people. And God asks us to come, as it were, to the altar, that is to say, I'm using Old Testament terminology, to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. And after we've done that, to go to the laver, the basin, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And to put sin away so that God's presence can be very, very evident among his people. God loves to dwell with his people. He wants to talk to them. He wants our companionship. And we should desire his as well. You cannot live in sin and know the companionship of God, his presence. Many years ago in Leadership Magazine, there was a long article by a man in Christian work who struggled with pornography. When Leadership Magazine published this article, they had more response to it than any other, I suppose, that they ever had. And the article ended with a lot of hope and a lot of deliverance. 5 years later, the same man, who was writing anonymously, wrote a piece. And in it he said, the thing that turned him around, the thing that never let him just stay in that pit as a Christian, was that he so lost his fellowship with God. The companionship of God was gone. He could not look into the eyes of God and walk with God and say, God, I desire your presence, I desire your blessing. Because the Bible says the pure in heart will see God. And that's what gave him the motivation to say, I'll do whatever I need to do to get rid of this so that I get the presence of God back. You cannot have the presence of God in the presence of unconfessed sin. When God wants to clean us up and restore his presence, he always does it by asking us to deal with issues that we've shoved under the rug for a long time so that his glory can return to our lives. And let us keep in mind that that is exactly what we want to have happen here at the Moody Church. There are certain streams that are coming together of prayer and commitment and planning. And we believe that God wants to do something wonderful among us. But remember, this presence of God withdraws when you and I choose sin. But can you imagine how freeing it is once for all to live for God's glory alone? Let me share with you what I'm doing in my own life, and I've been doing this several months. As I say, when I wake up in the morning, you know, during that period of time when you ask God one more time, do I really have to get out of bed? And you're wondering what the day holds. I usually pray, Lord, today I give you my day. I'm going to trust the Holy Spirit to be in me all that I need. I want to walk in the Spirit today. But for the last 3 or 4 months, I've been praying this as I still lie in bed, trying to get the nerve to get up. Though I don't have that difficult a time getting up, you understand. But this is what I pray. I say, God, today, glorify yourself in me at my expense. Would you pray that prayer? How many of you would pray that prayer every morning? You're going to commit to pray that prayer. Today, O God, glorify yourself in me at my expense. There's a final lesson, and that is that we cannot know the glory of God except through Jesus. Herod builds his big temple. The glory doesn't return to the temple. But while Herod's temple is standing, there is somebody who does return. He comes to earth. And it says in John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the one who came to restore the glory. There's some of you who are listening to this message. And when I speak of the companionship of God, you can't relate because you never thought of a personal relationship with God. You say, what about his companionship? The fact that you can look into the sky and see all that is up there and say that I know him and he's my heavenly Father. And you connect with the Almighty. You can only do it through Jesus Christ. Nobody else out there qualified to do that. Nobody else has the glory of God. Nobody else offers the forgiveness of God. And then what Jesus did is, in anticipation of doing this, you remember he said to the disciples as they were having the Passover, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, this do in remembrance of me. And he took the bread and broke it and says, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. And Jesus was saying thereby that through faith in him, through confidence in what he did on our behalf and a transfer of trust to all that he did, we come to know him, love him, and our relationship is personal. And we have the privilege, the unmistakable privilege, could there be any greater? The unmistakable privilege of walking with God in companionship, which is exactly what he desires. Because the sin issue has been taken care of through Jesus Christ. Do you know God that way? Do you know God only as an abstraction, or do you know God personally? You can only do that through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Remember to pray every morning. Today, glorify yourself in me at my expense. Can you imagine how you can handle your day differently? Because the issues aren't those issues now. The only issue is, how does God get glory from this? How do I glorify God in this? Not how I can get even, how I can take care of this, how I can... No. How do you glorify God is the only thing. Nothing else really matters. Let's pray. Thank you. Father, draw us close to your heart, I pray. Help us to know that life isn't what we think it is. Things are not the way they appear to be. The issues that we consider the big issues are not the big issues. The big issue is your glory. Deliver us from all other concerns and putting those idols in the place of your glory, your holiness. If you've been listening to this message and you've never received Christ as Savior, even where you are seated, just say, I want to know God personally. I receive Christ as my Savior. I receive his sacrifice on my behalf, believing that he died in my stead. You tell him that right now. At the end of the day, nothing else matters. Lord, we love you. Glorify yourself at our expense. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you might say today, my friend, what will happen if I begin to pray this prayer? Oh God, glorify yourself at my expense. I'm not sure what will happen, but I do know this, that God indeed may take you up on that prayer, and you'll begin to look at life differently. The things that normally bother you will be set aside because you'll begin to see that God uses the input of very difficult situations to transform us and to test us and to grant to us the ability to be able to see him in the midst of these circumstances. And so I challenge you to pray that prayer. And in a moment, you're going to be given information as to how these messages can be yours. From my heart to your heart today, thank you for your financial support. Thank you so much for your prayers. We pray today that God will bless you abundantly, and I'll see you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up God's Glory in Our Worship. It's the first message in a 9-part series on Nothing Else Matters, how the glory of God gives meaning to all of life. Next time on Running to Win, don't miss God's Glory in Our Church. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.